See, what state were you born in?
Utah.
A patient fills out the required forms to get a flu shot at the Cleveland County Health Department. But now there's a new step to the process, payment.
You will be charged $25 for this.
Okay.
All children, the elderly, and underprivileged adults still qualify for free flu shots under federal programs. But prior to last flu season, they were free for everyone at Oklahoma's 70 county health departments. Ken Catterett is the interim chief of immunization services at the state health department.
I don't know of any other state that was giving free flu vaccine as long as we have. In the years past, when flu vaccine was still relatively new, it was limited supply. And so it was a public health self-imposed mandate to make sure that the flu vaccine got to those who really needed it.
He says health department budget cuts of 7.5% last year and 4.2% this year made the $25 charge necessary.
If the state legislature wanted to provide us money to buy a bunch of vaccine, we most certainly could, but it's primarily due to our budget situation. We just don't have that money. We're not making a profit from this activity. We're attempting to cover our cost.
Cuts are also coming to one of the two federal programs that provide vaccines to the state. The Vaccines for Children program will continue to provide enough vaccine to immunize those under 18. But Oklahoma's approximately $5 million portion of the federal 317 program for underprivileged adults is expected to drop by about $500,000. This as the price of vaccines continues to rise. The number of people getting flu shots at county health departments has dropped considerably, but not because of the reasons just mentioned. Tom Skinner with the CDC in Atlanta explains why that's a good thing.
We continue to see doctor's offices being the primary place where individuals go to get vaccinated. But certainly over the years, we've seen a large increase in people going to pharmacies, going to grocery store pharmacies, getting vaccinated at their workplace. We're seeing more and more children getting vaccinated at their schools. So, anything that leads to more people getting vaccinated is a good thing.
State funds paid for 90,000 flu vaccines for this season. That's down by about half from last year. Still, though, Oklahoma's flu vaccination rate is slightly above the national average, despite the cuts. That's due to wider availability at places like Westminster Family Drug Store in Nakoma Park. Pharmacist John Blomgren says his customers don't mind trading cost for the convenience of avoiding the health department.
And actually, down there, when you go down there, you're standing in a huge... I've never been in that time, but I know there's probably long lines, stuff like that. Where up here, you can just... I had a rush. You saw my rush. And in the midst of that rush, there's four or five flu shots. So there's not a whole lot of waiting.
You haven't had any vaccines recently, chronic health conditions?
No.
Like that. Okay.
Back at the Cleveland County Health Department, registered nurse Kristen Russell prepares to stick another patient. She says those now required to pay the $25 have adjusted for the most part.
Every now and then you'll hear somebody that'll complain about it, but if you meet a certain income level, then you can get the shot for free. But yeah, I haven't heard a whole lot.
There's no plan to return to free flu shots for all anytime soon, but the federal healthcare law will require insurance plans to cover preventive treatments like flu vaccines by 2014. For State Impact Oklahoma, I'm Logan Layden.